That was quite a light of storms that moved through our area last night. And while our summer crops could sure use a drink, I'm not sure the gully washer that we received was quite what we had in mind. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. And while we did get quite a bit of rain last night, we also received some hail. Now, there's two things that worry us about hail damage. First, the direct effect on yield, and we're worried about opening up the canopy and that resulting in weed pressure, specifically from Palmer amaranth. For yield loss, I have several publications posted on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. Now, these publications discuss the stages of corn growth, soybean growth, and sorghum growth, and include charts for yield loss according to those growth stages. So first, let's talk about corn and hail damage. At the brown silk stage, which means the tassels are out, the silks are out, and that corn has pollinated, however, we're not yet seeing kernels being formed. So at that brown silk stage, if you have a 30% hail damage, then there's about an 11% production loss. Now, at that same brown silk stage, if you have 50% hail damage, then there's about a 27% yield loss. The highest yield loss for corn occurs at the tasseling stages of growth. There, at a 50% defoliation, you can result in over a 30% yield loss. If we move on to soybeans, for indeterminate soybeans, a 50% defoliation at the beginning of the flowering stage can result in a 6% yield loss. Now, if we switch over to determinate soybeans, a 50% defoliation at the beginning flowering stage can result in 11% yield loss. Now, the highest yield loss in soybeans can come from hail damage at the R5 stage, which is just where those pods are completely formed and the seeds are just beginning to be filled. I know many folks want to do something to help those crops recover from hail damage. One of the most common questions I get regarding hail damage for corn is about spraying a fungicide over the top. However, that may not be the best way to spend your money. Diseases controlled by foliar fungicide generally do not need wounds to infect a plant, meaning they can infect at any time, not necessarily after a hail. Now, on the other hand, Goss's wilt and common smut can take advantage of the wounds created by the hail. However, those two diseases are not controlled by foliar fungicides. Fungicide application decisions should be made after evaluating a disease pressure, just as you would in any field, not specifically any different for hailed fields. One thing you do need to do is keep a close eye on those fields that were hailed for stalk rot symptoms, and then prioritize those heaviest infected fields with stalk rot to be some of the first fields harvested. That will help prevent any further loss from downed corn because of a stalk rot issue. If you have any questions about hail damage on your crops, you can contact me, Jeannie Falk Jones, at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, or St. Francis, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. I also have those hail damage publications posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy and on my Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.